The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I'm DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engaged, a Wall Street alum, top WB CEO, LinkedIn top voice, and I'm here with my co-host, rock star Mita. Hey there, Mita.
I'm Mita Malik, a LinkedIn top voice, a business leader, a mom, and now an author. My new book, Reimagine Inclusion, Debunking 13 Myths to Transform Your Workplace, is now available for pre-order on Amazon. So please go ahead and get yourself a copy and check out the link in our show notes as well.
And you all know that Mita and I started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces. From my perspective as a Black woman, and for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. And at our table, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy detail out. And then we provide you with tips you need on not how to survive, but how to thrive in organizations wherever you are. So, Mita, what are we talking about today?
D, buckle up. I've been waiting, my friend, to talk to you about this topic. Is imitation a form of flattery, or are you just stealing our work? Let me say it again. Is imitation a form of flattery, or are you just stealing our work? So thank you for being here with us today. If it's your first time, welcome. Dee and I are going to spill the tea, share some stories, and we're going to leave some tips at the end. Dee, you know I have some stories, but what say you, my friend? I was thinking about, I come from the school of DC Marshall. I know what Dee would say, but is imitation a form of flattery, or are you just stealing our work?
Mita, I want to hurry up and get to the story, but I've heard a saying that goes something like, imitation is not the highest form of flattery, but the lowest form of no originality. And I'm just going to leave it right there. I'm not the author of the quote. I'm sorry. I'm not the author of the quote. No. I don't know. There you go. But you know what? Can I tell you something? That quote, wherever it came from, is just very insightful. And what I think we do at the show is insight, right? Insight is good, yes. Right? Somebody's perspective is, well, you know, it's the highest form of flattery. Okay, that's fair. But then somebody else said, well, no, it's the lowest form of no originality. No originality. Mm. You felt that, didn't you, friend? You felt that. I can see.
I'm like, the episode's over, done. I'm going to go get another cup of coffee. You just dropped another gem. So Dee, here's the story I've been holding on to. So as you know, I'm big on LinkedIn, love LinkedIn, love it for teaching, sharing, learning, growing. My husband's always like, why are you spending so much time on LinkedIn? I'm like, love it. Dee's on LinkedIn. She's also really big on Instagram. We're always sharing content, insights, things we're learning. And for some time, somebody has been stealing my content. And this is what the person will do. They'll like, clip the things if I make a quote, they'll clip it. I don't know how this person identifies. I believe she identifies as a woman based on her pronouns. Won't give it much more insight than that. That's all I know. But what's interesting is she will copy graphics, but then she will also copy my text. And if you follow me, you know, I use a lot of brown hand, dark skinned emojis. She'll also copy those. And so then one day I'm like, this is really interesting, because then I go look at her content. She doesn't use brown hand emojis. She usually uses white hand emojis. So it's just the whole thing. So even when she's copying, it's just coming off strange. Do you know what I mean? Like if all of a sudden I started using white hand emojis, you might be like, oh, that's not really Mita's style. She's usually using brown hands.
Well, I'm going to ask you, who is this?
So somebody said to me, I was like really annoyed about this. I'm like, this is just not right. Why are people like copying my stuff? Or why are you copying anyone's stuff? That means they really like your content. I'm like, why would I be flattered? You're stealing the content. And this, some of this stuff is low level. It's fine. We've talked a lot on this podcast, Dee, about really theft of intellectual property. But this is a whole thing in social. Why can't people come up with their own ideas? Why are they like stealing posts? I don't get it. What say you, Dee?
Why wouldn't she just forward it so that it attributes to you? Because there is a forward
Or repost. Right? You could just repost, reshare. Yeah. No. Isn't that strange?
Okay. So that's the sign. That's the sign, because it's in this space and allies lean in, you know, there's an opportunity to amplify the voices of women of color or historically underrepresented. Yes. And that's a thing. It's a learning. It's an insight. It's movement in collectively moving, meaning amplifying. So that's your sign right there that she wouldn't just hit the repost and attribute to you. Is there any attribution?
No.
To you?
I do believe she identifies as a white woman. I can't be 100% on that, but I've asked some other people around. I've asked around to be like, do you know who this person is? And so again, I don't want to assume just what other people are telling me.
Well, so one that's wrong. It's stealing. So this is, I'm going to say copying people's work today is canceled. It should have been a long time ago, but we're in a new season and post the diversity tipping point. We are all in class. So class is in session, everybody. And we have been in class since the diversity tipping point. Now, many of us were in class before the diversity tipping point, but for now, so we now know we are to amplify voices that have been, you know, oppressed or suppressed. Let's just say suppressed. And stealing, right? Appropriation or stealing theft is canceled, right? Because we have now amplified that is part of our past as Americans, all of us, as our past of, you know, where there's been stealing or monetizing or, you know, leveraging, capitalizing, let's call it stealing, other people's ideas and genius and IP. So unfortunately, no, that's that is not flattery. And so the person who said you should be flattered, may I ask how they identify?
White man.
Okay. So I'm going to help out my white man friends here.
I just said it. I know someone's going to be like, I get this too. That's not important how the person identified. Why are you sharing that? And I said,
and it's also important for my context. Why? And so everybody, this is why it's important. It's important because it gives insight to the response, because his lived experience would say for him, that's flattery if somebody is mirroring or copying his work. But for historically underrepresented and for women, women of color, Black people in particular, the reason why I'm on the show, the reason why y'all asked me to the show is because of my Black self, okay? And so for Black people, the reason why I would take offense to that is because free, for me, which is the whole anchoring and double click on free is canceled, because it feels too much like, it's too triggering, and it feels too much like 1619. And 1619 is, you know, the reference that, you know, Black folks were brought here to this country as enslaved people for free labor. And so the backdrop of free is canceled. I double click on because it feels too much like that. And so we're sensitive to IP, you know, or creative genius or labor, hard labor, blood, sweat, equity, tears, all of that. And so that's why I asked the question, how does that person identify? Because for him, it's flattery. For us, it's theft. And for us, for me, let me speak for me, it's triggering, right? That's why, again, we could put this in the parking lot. And if you all ever want us to talk about it on the show, we could double click on the income disparities, wealth gaps, because when other people take our IP, our ideas, our whatever, then it impacts, or the impact is far beyond the moment. So I know somebody's gonna judge me, like, why is she so serious? Why is she so deep? But there you go, friend. That's those are my thoughts.
That's the important piece. And it's interesting to me because I feel like when you use that line, not you, but the general you, yeah, when we have been conditioned to believe imitation is a form of flattery, it's a silencing mechanism, right? I'm being silenced. Like I'm not allowed to own, I'm not allowed to feel uncomfortable, angry, disappointed, that's unhappy. People are taking mm-hmm. my work. Why is that okay? And when I express it, that's the response I get. And then I start to think, oh, maybe I'm making a big deal about it. It's just a quote on LinkedIn. Who cares?
Yeah.
So that's what starts to happen in your head. You start to doubt whether your feelings are valid.
Yeah.
Whether your feelings are valid. So another story, D, is again social media content I was creating. Prominent magazine had featured business leaders, founders who things haven't gone the way, I will say, that was expected. They were once celebrated and no longer are for a myriad of different reasons. So I had put together a collage and had some thoughts on it. I can't tell you, I would say a handful of white men were taking my collage and reposting it on LinkedIn and not crediting me. And I didn't even know this because I'm not connected, but I thought what was so powerful was a white woman showed up for me, and in their comments, she would go and be like, so-and-so, this post was originally by Meeta Malik. You should credit her and tag her. So she started calling people out. It was beautiful because I was like, oh, wow, this is how a community shows up for each other, because I wouldn't have known. And then she privately messaged me and was like, I want you to know that I'm on watch, like that I know that you created this. And I've seen a number of people take it and not credit you. And then it was really funny because two of them got really sort of, I think, rattled and then edited their post and included me in a tag. But that's amazing. Like I was like, wow, that's like the power of community, people looking out for each other, that she saw my work being stolen. And she was like, no, not on my watch. I'm going to go and, you know, call these individuals out.
Yeah. That's good. That's how it should happen. That really is. And you know what? Again, that's the classes in session. That's the point of some people have tuned out or they've skipped out of the class that we are all in that you now need to credit. You cannot just take other people's stuff, IP, you know, post content. And so I'm going to go back to leaders. I'm going to go back to everybody listening right now. The lesson is for leaders is just to really not stay or allow for the blind spot as it pertains to women of color and, you know, being a person who champions women of color, people of color and such, like really needing to lean in and ask the question, what is the work that I need to be doing right now to do better and to be better and to create inclusive spaces? And that is like just learning, not stealing other people's stuff, crediting, amplifying voices and so on and so forth. So it's all going back to leadership development. I mean, I'm always going to be on leadership development because that's the work that I did on Wall Street, right? That's what I did for Fortune 10. Yeah. And that's how Fortune 10 leaders show up in a lot of spaces. And that's the work that we do at Diverse and Engaged Now. Like leaders, you don't want the high reputational risk that you have when you make these basic mistakes is just not a good thing. You know what, Meeta, can I tell you something? I learned also, like when I share, I do like you do, I share the whole thing, crediting the owner. And I notice you do that a lot. And I think we all should now know the standard, the benchmark is share the entire, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, I get it wrong sometimes, right? But I try to do my best. I try to remember to credit, to tag, or I will say, I actually don't know where this came from. But if you know, please tag it. Like I found it on Instagram, right? I mean, and sometimes I get it wrong, but my intention is always to credit individuals. I want to go back to something you said though, that's really important for allies listening. And I love the context of life experiences and white men who might be listening. And what someone said to me about imitation being the highest form of flattery, don't dismiss when somebody's template at work is taken or their format or the way in which they put together a deck. Don't, when someone comes to you and shares with you, I'm uncomfortable that this happened to me. Don't be like, oh, that person just loves what you're doing, so they just copied it. It's not a big deal, right? Be the person who says, I'm glad you shared this with me. I think we need to have a conversation, especially if you're a person in a position of power, right? Yeah. I think there's too often when, I'll say myself, when I've raised these concerns, people dismiss it. Like, why are you making a big deal of it? Why are you making a big deal of it? And for you and the historical context you shared matters. It matters a lot. It matters a lot.
It does. It does. And you know what? Again, I'm going to talk to leaders, allies here. You don't want the liability, because now every day this stuff is under review, like old ways of being and doing thinking is under review. You know, I am a fellow of one of the major tech. So let's say big tech. I'm a tech policy fellow for big tech. I'm not going to say names. And yeah, it's super big. And so these kinds of things are under review in terms of IP and protecting communities of color. So like, that's just, those are just facts, folks. And so for leaders here, I want you to be informed and say, you know what? I listen to Brown Table Talk. I learn, it's the tiny little nugget, the social learning of, you know, Mita and I, and I think this is why LinkedIn, thank you, LinkedIn, partnered with us, because individually we are both thought leaders and influencers, and we have some super sweet relationships, ear and voice and seat at the table. We're like, we fan out between the two of us. And so we have insight to this, not just our friendship and our experiences, but also in places that matter. So like Mita, your voice, Harvard Business Review. And then some people who follow will know that I lean into some communities. I have some clients and partnerships. Yes. They're strategic, right? Whether it's policy influencer, whether it's lawmakers that are looking at the way people, diverse people are being handled. And not just race and culture. Like, we're here for brown folks. We're here for brown women, right? Women of color. So why am I sharing this? And D, what does this have to do with this whole conversation? It's because leaders listening and allies and advocates and champions, I just want you to know that this is beyond just, is this women and they get sensitive and they should be, you know, they should be flattered. No. And furthermore, no. So I just really wanted to offer that, because there's a lot that is happening in the back right now about this kind of thing. Even this tiny nuance of being able to copy and mirror and collect, and you don't want the lawsuit or the liability. You don't want, let me give you this and then I'm going to pause. You do not want to be the leader inside the company where you are called out publicly. There is a brand who copied the brand of a young black male. And we're not going to go into it, although it is in the public domain, but let's use that as a teachable moment. It was a apparel, and the apparel belonged to a black male, and the black male, immediately people rushed in to say, hey, this luxury designer has 10x'd this product and is repurposing it. And so these kinds of things are playing out. And I just want allies, do you sense that we are here for y'all as well? We are here for women of color, but we're also for you, because you don't want to be the leader whose signature, you co-signed the product. You didn't ask, where'd you all get this? This it's everywhere online. And that's for my allies here.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Fields. Tune into my podcast for conversations about the sweet spot between work, meaning, and joy. and also listen to other people's questions about how to get the most out of that thing we call work. Check out Spark wherever you enjoy podcasts.
You heard it here first at the Brown Table Talk, DC Marshall. It's under review. It's under review. But here's what I want to say. Leaders, talk about winning. If you actually give credit where credit is due, how does that make you look? Amazing. You're actually bringing up a new generation of leaders. Imagine, go back to that example. Imagine if that luxury fashion house had decided to partner in the right way with
you're a hero
Black designer. Amazing, yes. Right? You're using your platform, your power, your privilege to showcase this genius. You're helping them rise to the level that you're at, access, opportunity, that's all good. Of that. Amazing. Like that, and how does that make view the company in the public domain? People are like, wow, I love that brand even more. That's what I'd be saying. I love that brand even more for what they're doing. And so I just think leaders listening, like the shortcut, the easy way is to, what is it? Control C, Control V, copy paste the shortcut, right? That's easy. One paste, D's Instagram, although D's Instagram videos are so good, you couldn't copy that stuff even if you wanted to. But let's say you tried, you don't do it. Credit, give credit where credit is due. It makes you look that you need to be and you want to show up as. That's what I say.
Yeah. You know, last thing, you had a story of years ago, before you were officially contributing to some of the top pubs. You had a scenario where people inside of the organization were, you know, they were replicating, duplicating, copy paste your thought leadership. And remember what I said to you? And that's when you, now correct me if I'm wrong. The story was, I'm like, you need to download it. You are definitely sharing it with the organization. Yes. You go ahead. You tell the story.
No, I don't. You remember my stories better than me now.
Yeah. Remember, but it was people were taking your frameworks, your theories, your thought leadership, right? Your IP, because you were a leader at that institution and you would hear it being played back. And it was this tiny little nuance of a dilemma of you were a leader then, but it was, there was something about it being used in a way that, you know, didn't feel 100%. And what I said, okay, yep, you need to download this. Download this as a leader, your Monday notes or your weekend thoughts, so that it is downloaded and you own it. And then you can share it with the world, right? Because you want people to be able to learn and glean from your experience, Mita, but you have to first download it. And so, yeah. That was it.
That's from our coaching days, the advice you gave me, put my thought leadership out into the world. So some of the things that I had been sharing internally that were getting stole or reused, I'm going to say that again, that were being copied, let's be clear, stolen, repurposed, reused. Now they're in Fast Company, Harvard Business Review, Entrepreneur. And it's not that I don't, of course, I do all of that work internally for my company, but now my thought leadership is also out there. It's documented. So whether it is that you can actually publish things on LinkedIn, on a blog, in a media outlet, wherever you are in your journey. Also, like, I just got smart about creating documents that had my name on it and making sure I was socializing it to the right people. So I wasn't just letting my boss take my ideas and run with them. And then the last thing before we go to tips, D, is listen, I get smarter every day. I get smarter every day. I now include my name on graphics I include on LinkedIn. I hate to do that, but I just do because it's going to be harder for you to cut off my name. You could do it. Hate doing that, D, because I do it sparks joy, but it just, I have to start doing it now because I don't want people
You had to. But I'm telling you, but that experience led you to, correct me if I'm wrong, it led you to download on LinkedIn. I remember I said, you're going to put it out, download it so you own it. And so when other people use the frame then you will have the attribution already documented. Oh, and other people will remind you. Other people will then say, oh, yeah, that's a Meta Malik-ism. That's a Eminem-ism, or that's a Meta-ism, or that's, you know, mine is called, you know, it used to be vitamin D, and then it became decology, right? The way I think about things, decology versus psychology, right? But the Meta-isms, I remember, and that's when you moved over to LinkedIn. I said, download. It's out there, and y'all can use it.
Decology. Yeah. Okay, I never thought I'd see the day when DC Marshall remembers stories that I don't remember. But there we are. You remember the story. I forgot. Some of them are painful. I bury them in my head. Some of them are painful.
Yeah.
But that was a good, that was an important one. Ooh, I'm feeling the decology. Feeling it. All right. Dee, this was amazing. I know we talk for hours, but this went by really fast. So let's get to the tips we are talking about today. Is imitation a form of flattery, or are you just stealing our work? Is it the former or the latter? Dee, start us off with one and two, and I'll close out with three.
All right. So tip number one is it's ALE. Allow lived experiences. So when someone comes to you, we just need you to allow lived experiences, meaning allow them to be different, and you don't have to confirm, or you don't have to affirm, or you don't have to reject, or you don't have to defend. So that would be number one. Mm-hmm. And number two is control A. And you know what control A is? You know, control C and control P, control copy paste. No, control A is control amplify. Amplify. Ooh. Women of color, amplify their voices. Hit reshare, hit share. Make sure they are tagged and linked. And if you see anything that you know is the IP of someone else, you amplify and do as our WG sister friend did, and she went in and she called it out. We need allies. And so number three, over to you, Meta, and we will share these on browntabletalkpodcast.com.
Listen, why do I have to always go after you after that mic drop? Control amplify, control A. Amazing. You heard it here on Brown Table Talk first. DC Marshall, control A, amplify. Number three, what Dee taught me years ago as she reminded me, document, take credit for your genius. What does that look like out in the marketplace, on LinkedIn? Make sure your name is attributed. Make sure you are sharing your ideas directly so people know they came from you. Dee, this is amazing. I just love doing the show with you. I love our community. You know. I love our listeners. Thank you so much. Thank you to LinkedIn Podcast Network. If you liked what we had to say today, please share this conversation with someone who needs to hear it. We would love for you to follow us on Apple and Spotify, subscribe, leave a review, and we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.